So we can't just, I mean, it's Veterans Day. We're also always thinking about the next election, right? It just seems like we are always perpetually in an election cycle. Yes. And that's the way it works. And Michael Bouchard Jr. Is a captain in the National Guard. He is running for Congress here in the 10th District. That is John James's seat, which, of course, John James is running for governor here in the state of Michigan. So he's vacating that seat. And Michael Bouchard Jr. is running for his seat, and he joins us this morning. It's good to have you.
Jimmy Lloyd, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you guys this morning.
I do want to ask you a question, because I remember we had your father on, Mike Bouchard, the sheriff of Oakland County, on a couple of months ago, and there was rumors that you might be starting this campaign to run for Congress, and he said, I always told my kids, you don't want to run for office. You don't want to run for politics. You don't want to be involved in that. But here you are. Why did you decide that this was the right time for you, that this is something that you wanted to explore?
Yeah, so the reason my dad said that is he has seen how ugly politics can be. And I think he just wanted us to have a very happy and stable life. And politics, the military, law enforcement doesn't necessarily offer that. But the reason I went into the military, the reason I want to go into politics is I love this country. I believe in what it stands for. And I think we need good people to keep stepping up, both in the military and in politics. And so I want to take everything I've learned in the military, all the leadership lessons, all the examples of great leaders that I've seen before me. I want to translate that to politics to serve the people in this district in D.C.
Mike, first, let me say thank you for your service on this Veterans Day. And, you know, Michigan's 10th district, it's seen some tight races and some shifting priorities. Talk about some of the top concerns you're hearing from the people there, and which of those will be maybe your first focus if you become the next senator?
Yeah, it's a very purple district. And I think that shows that the people in this district are common sense, and that they want someone who can provide the lifestyle for their family that they want, not just plays politics. So I don't want to go to D.C. to play politics. I want to go to D.C. to deliver on those things. And the things that you mentioned are the issues that they care about. Security, they want to be safe. They don't want to have to worry and look over their shoulder. They want to have an economy that gives them well and good paying jobs. And right now, the housing market is not affordable. We need to do more to reduce housing affordability.
Let's talk about the day, Veterans Day. I think a lot of people confuse Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is those who made the ultimate sacrifice, and Veterans Day is for anyone and everyone who served this country. And so how do you think, you know, people who haven't, like myself, a layman, how can we just sort of celebrate this day?
You know, I think that the people in this military join because they love this country, and so just saying thank you to them, I think, means the world sometimes. And the other thing is, it's the entire family of a veteran who serves. So I absolutely, our veterans are incredible war fighters, and they've done a lot for this country. And their families also go through a lot of struggle with them. Because when a service member is gone, what the world doesn't see is their spouse, their family members, carrying down their life back here with a major hole that's left. So during the government shutdown, for example, a lot of service members, their families back here are worried that they're not going to be able to pay the bills while they're gone. So I think thanking our service members, thanking their families, and just finding ways to appreciate them, it really translates in a big way that people don't see.
Yeah, I think the family aspect is a huge part of this. I mean, nothing gets me choked up and cutting onions like watching, you know, service members come home to their families and their children run to them and their spouses run to them. The toll that it takes on families is hard too.
Absolutely. The amount of those, I think everyone's seen those videos, and that is the quickest way to get tears out of people. But having seen that just a couple weeks ago with my family, it is an emotional time. When everyone's back, the world just feels whole again.
Speaking with Michael Bouchard Jr. here on 760 WJR. And, you know, Mike, you know, veterans, they bring a unique perspective to public office. How do you think your military service is going to shape your approach to leadership?
You know, someone told me the other day that the reason they think that veterans have been successful in elected office is because they join the military for something bigger than themselves. No one joins the military for money or for fame. People join the military because they're willing to put the country before themselves. And I think that translates very well into elected office, because you end up getting somebody who is selfless. You end up getting somebody who is willing to vote on what they need, what their community needs, not just what they want for their political benefit. But specifically more to my background, I've led from all the way at the ground level to strategic level, working on behalf of the United States. So I've led our sons and daughters in the toughest environments imaginable. And I've also walked into negotiations with foreign diplomats and foreign generals and negotiated on behalf of our country. So I can fuse both the leadership aspect from the ground and what we need to get our country in the right spot.
How could you use your service in this role to sort of represent veterans and make sure they get what they need? Everyone agrees that it's not enough what we're doing.
Yeah. So a great example is the government shutdown right now. The fact that Congress is guaranteed to get paid while someone who's in a combat zone is not, is ludicrous to me. So a pay our troops bill is absolutely something we should be working on. Congress has not done their job. The Democrats did not vote to fund the government, and we have troops in active war zones who are worried that their kids might go hungry while they're gone.
Well, and
another
go ahead.
Another thing we could do is an expanded workforce initiative. So when you're getting out of the military, to make sure that you have a trade or a job, that a skill that you can translate once you get out. There are some programs in the military, but someone once told me that no one can help you do this in the military because everyone who has gotten out of the military is already out. Mm. So there should be somebody in the military that helps you get out.
Well, to Jamie's point, I mean, you know, VA accessibility, all the programs that are available to veterans that, you know, that they don't even necessarily know about or have access to. I mean, all of that should be more streamlined for them, mm-hmm. because for those that are making that sacrifice and giving their time, their safety, their family up for us, for the greater good. You know, I agree. Something needs that spotlight needs to shine brighter on our veterans. Michael Bouchard Jr., thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Happy Veterans Day to you, to all those that you served with, your family. And we will talk again, I'm sure, very soon down the road.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you got it. But yeah, I'm with him. I think more needs to be done for our veterans.
Always. I don't think you can do enough for those who did so much for us.
No, certainly not. Meanwhile, we'll take a break, get you caught up on the news. On the other side, the Ford Motor Company considering, according to reports, doing away with the F-150 Lightning. It could mean a change in trends, particularly for electric vehicle availability. Talk about that on the other side on JR Morning.